Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. We H-Pan More Years, More Moments, More Money by Scott Fulton is a nonfiction guide at the intersection of longevity, personal finance, and healthy aging. Its central idea is that people should not treat money, health, and time as separate planning problems, because each one determines the value of the others. Fulton presents WealthSpan as a practical framework for pursuing the triple crown of aging: enough money, enough health, and enough time to use both meaningfully. The book draws on large-scale demographic analysis, including data described as covering more than 55 million Americans over 90 years, while also using accessible examples and real-life stories rather than relying only on technical discussion. Its purpose is not to promote quick anti-aging tactics, but to encourage readers to plan for longer lives with greater realism. It asks what extended longevity is for, how health affects financial security, and how financial decisions should change when later life may last longer than expected. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, WealthSpan combines money, health, and time into one planning framework. The book is built around the premise that conventional planning divides life into categories that are deeply connected in practice. Financial planning often assumes a retirement horizon. Health advice often focuses on behavior change, and longevity discussions often emphasize added years. Fulton joins these concerns into WealthSpan, a term that treats wealth, health, and lifespan as mutually dependent. The reasoning is straightforward: money has limited value if poor health prevents people from using it. Health gains are harder to sustain without adequate resources, and extra years matter most when they contain function, autonomy, and meaningful activity. This framework makes the book different from a narrow retirement guide or a wellness manual. It asks readers to consider whether they are building the conditions for usable longevity rather than simply accumulating assets or chasing isolated health improvements. The concept is especially relevant as longer lifespans change assumptions about work, savings, caregiving, medical costs, housing, and family roles. By framing these issues together, Fulton gives readers a broader way to evaluate decisions that are often made separately but experienced together. Secondly, health is treated as a central form of financial equity. A major implication of WHE-SPAN is that the greatest threat to financial security may not always be market volatility, recession, or politics, but deterioration in health. This does not mean financial risks disappear. Rather, Fulton emphasizes that health directly shapes earning capacity, spending needs, independence, and the ability to enjoy accumulated wealth. A person who lives longer but spends those years with high medical costs or limited mobility may face a very different financial reality from someone who preserves function into later life. The book therefore encourages readers to see preventive health and lifestyle management as part of long-range economic planning. This is a notable shift from treating health as a personal preference and finance as a separate technical discipline. The argument is concrete because later life expenses, insurance choices, housing decisions, and care needs are all affected by functional health. By putting health inside the financial equation, Fulton makes longevity planning more realistic. The value of an investment portfolio is partly determined by whether the owner has the vitality and independence to convert it into desired experiences. Thirdly, the value of longevity is measured through meaningful moments. Fulton does not present longer life as an abstract numerical goal. A repeated emphasis in the available descriptions of the book is that extra years matter because they create more opportunities for moments that people consider meaningful. This changes the way longevity is evaluated. Instead of asking only how to live longer, the reader is asked to clarify the purpose of living longer. That purpose may include family milestones, travel, continued contribution, creative work, caregiving, or simply more independent years with people who matter. The practical effect of this question is that it links daily choices to a personal endpoint. Financial decisions become less about wealth accumulation for its own sake, and more about funding the experiences and security a person wants. Health decisions become less about perfection, and more about preserving capacity for chosen moments. This framing also prevents longevity from becoming a vague aspiration. It asks readers to define the experiences that justify investing time, attention, and money into personal longevity. In that sense, the book uses meaning as a filter for planning choices. Fourthly, large-scale aging data is used to support a practical rather than speculative approach. WealthSpan is positioned as a data-informed book rather than a collection of quick fixes. The descriptions emphasize Fulton analyzing information for more than 55 million Americans over a 90-year span, which signals an interest in demographic patterns and long-term aging outcomes, rather than anecdotal claims alone. This matters because books about longevity often drift toward novelty, extreme routines, or unsupported promises. Fulton appears to use data to ground the discussion in broad realities. People are living longer, Later life is changing, and planning models must adapt. At the same time, the book is described as readable and supported by stories, suggesting that the data is used to frame decisions rather than overwhelm readers. The practical value lies in the balance between evidence and accessibility. Readers are not asked to become statisticians, but they are asked to recognize that aging is not merely a personal event. It is a population-level shift with financial, medical, and social consequences. By avoiding a narrow anti-aging orientation, the book focuses on building conditions that can make better outcomes more likely. Lastly, longer lifespans require new assumptions for retirement and advisory planning. The book has relevance beyond individual readers because longer lifespans affect banks, wealth managers, retirement planners, employers, and families. If people live longer than earlier planning models assumed, then savings duration, withdrawal rates, health expenses, housing preferences, and caregiving responsibilities all require closer attention. And thick, Wieldspan encourages a holistic planning view in which financial advisors and individuals consider not only whether assets last, but whether the client has a credible plan for maintaining health, independence, and purpose. This is important because a purely financial plan can appear adequate while ignoring risks that later become costly, such as preventable decline, unsuitable living arrangements, or underprepared care transitions. The book therefore fits into a growing category of longevity planning that expands retirement beyond portfolio management. It suggests that professionals serving aging clients need to understand how health span and lifespan change the meaning of financial readiness for individuals. The same point becomes personal. Preparing for a longer life means aligning money with physical capacity, likely needs, and desired moments rather than relying on outdated assumptions about old age. In conclusion, Wieldspan is best suited for readers who want a practical, integrated view of aging rather than a narrow book on investing, retirement, or wellness. It should interest midlife and older adults who are beginning to think seriously about longevity. But it may also be useful for younger readers who want to understand how early financial and health decisions compound over time. Financial advisors, wealth managers, and professionals who work with aging clients may find value in its framing because it connects portfolio questions with health span, independence, and life purpose. The practical benefit is a clearer way to evaluate trade-offs: saving money, protecting health, and defining meaningful goals are not separate projects but parts of one long-term design. The intellectual benefit is that the book reframes aging as a planning challenge shaped by demographic evidence, personal values, and economic realities. Compared with many longevity books, it stands out by avoiding a purely biological focus on anti-aging and by avoiding a purely financial focus on retirement assets. Its distinctive contribution is the fusion of wealth, health, and lifespan into a single decision framework. That positioning makes it realistic for readers who want more years, but only if those years are usable, supported, and connected to what they most want to experience. If you would like to support Scott Fulton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.